Here in the Seattle area, we're getting one of those lessons in humility. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Slowly, the 1.1 million people who lost power in last Thursday's Pacific windstorm are getting reconnected. Now, the danger is carbon monoxide poisoning. Over 100 people have gone to hospitals, and six have died, mostly immigrants who may have missed the English language warnings about using generators or grills indoors. But even those of us who do understand English may have trouble taking the main warning to heart, which is this. When the power goes out, you are on your own. The temptation is to forget once the lights come back on. You forget how it actually felt colder inside than it did outside. You forget how you flipped on dead light switches by reflex because power is usually so reliable you assume it's just a natural force. And you forget how otherwise reasonable people can get unreasonably angry, seeing someone jump a gas line, seeing every street except yours with the lights on. One listener called up to say since she lived in a Tony neighborhood and paid higher taxes, the crew should have come to her house first. And this after only 5 days. Imagine 5 weeks. Heck, in parts of Baghdad, it's been 3 years and 9 months. Maybe their behavior isn't so crazy. So how do you prepare for the day you find yourself in the dark and on your own? One listener tells me in addition to getting a generator and learning how to use it properly, quote, I will get to know my neighbors better. Good idea. Because in the end, the only way to get by on your own is not to be on your own. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.